This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
We are broke. We shouldn't be, but we are. Anyone else broke pretending you're not tonight? Yeah. Right? We don't talk about our debt in this country, do we? But you should have to when you're at the steakhouse getting the ribeye medium rare at 15.9% financing. It's like, I'm going to pay this off eventually. Let's not talk about it right now. We owe everybody money. We got student loans, credit cards. We owe our kids their birthday money from the last 5 years. As they open those envelopes, we're like, hand it over. Come on. Pay your dues. You don't do anything around here.
Six on the Wake Up Call. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Here we are.
Here you are.
5:36 on Wednesday, November 20th. See, we're live. There are people who know when we're not live because of the beginning of the show.
I get that.
It's crazy. And we see your text messages. Oh, guess it's a best of show today. All right, everybody. Just don't get your very attractive panties in a knot.
Just so everybody knows, right? I don't hear from you in this way.
We see them.
So if there are people complaining, it is news to me.
And
I assume we're all friends, and you get that sometimes people get upset.
It's done friendly.
Okay.
It's done friendly. They're the same people that call Kevin out when the podcast doesn't go up.
I appreciate that.
I hurt my back really badly this time. And it's not done, but we will get into that later on in the show. So there you go. How are you?
Good.
How have you been?
I've been great.
Have you missed me?
Sure, of course.
All right, scale of 9 to 10. Scale of 9 to 10, how much have you missed me?
At 11.
Oh, perfect.
I'm trying to think if there's anything interesting to report. Still don't have a bathroom.
What is that? Oh, you don't, at your house.
Yeah, still.
That's been going on since July?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So there is a bathtub and a shower in there, and most of the walls are back.
And this is the girls' bathroom,
yeah,
your
this
daughter's.
Is the upstairs hall bathroom. Also, the downstairs powder room, but that's mostly fixed now because it leaked into the downstairs bathroom. So that ceiling got all ripped out, but that is mostly done. It just needs finishing.
Does your house have 2.5 or 3.5 baths? 2.5?
2.5.
And you've been now reduced down to 1 until recently.
We always could use the toilet and the sink in the downstairs bathroom once they got the fans out of there. Remember there was like 2 weeks where they took the doors off?
Yeah.
And they put these, I mean, really they're basically loud jet engines.
Yeah.
And they just blew 24 hours a day.
To dry out your walls.
Right. So once the fans were out, then we were down to at least 2 bathrooms, but only 1 shower.
Wow. And everybody had to use your master bathroom.
Yes. And everybody still uses it for showering and baths and brushing teeth.
Holy
and
cow.
And taking off makeup and nightly routines.
I'll bet that's terrible.
Well, it's not very tidy. I can tell you that.
I'm sure.
I had a real big, I guess I'll throw this away. Does anybody need this anymore?
Oh,
no?
Wow. Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
We don't have to leave everything on the sink. It was one of those.
Well, at least you asked. I don't even ask. If something's
I was only asking to get attention.
Oh, I see. Okay. If something's left out on the counter, I throw it away.
Mostly, that's what I do. Audrey goes, what are you doing? I go, well, I'm cleaning the bathtub because nobody else will.
Right.
Which, honestly, it's not like I should expect my children to clean the bathtub. Like, that's, like they clean things, but generally I don't have them doing the deep cleaning like that.
Not your little kids. Your teenager could handle bleach, but, I mean, everybody else can.
Right.
Probably they'll pass out.
Maybe that's for the best.
What, are you getting sleepy? Oh, the smell, the fumes? Yeah. Well, that's all part of it.
Go lay down.
Yeah, go lay down, take a nap, and then when you come back, though, when you wake up,
right,
finish this job.
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
You tell us what your maiden name is and your married name, and then Katie and I are going to tell you which one is better. 916-909-1065. And listen, we do our best to try to make it through everybody, but sometimes we just can't. And Crystal, I understand that you were the very next one week and we didn't get to you. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, we're here now.
Well, now you're first. Okay, so your name is Crystal. Tell us your maiden name.
My maiden name is Finn, F-I-N-N, like Huckleberry Finn.
Crystal Finn's a good name.
Crystal Finn, that's very cute.
It does sound like a seafood restaurant. Like
a little bit.
But like not a real good one, you know, like like it's not on the ocean.
No. It is far from the ocean.
Yeah.
It is inland.
And what, are you married or getting married?
I'm getting married.
1065.
Uh-oh. Sorry about that. What? Say that again.
I'll be getting married in October.
Okay. So what could your married name be?
Almer.
Mm-mm. Almer?
Almer. Rhymes with Dahmer. I'm not into it.
Almer?
Oh,
Crystal
God.
Almer.
It sounds like a glue.
It sounds like a figurine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I collect Almers.
Yeah, I collect all the Crystal Almers.
What's funny, when he first told me his last name, the Jeffrey Dahmer did pop
yeah,
up.
Of course. Of course. What's his first name?
Jesse Finn?
Jesse Finn? Oh, my God.
He needs to be Jesse Finn.
Yeah, he does. Oh, professional
Lord.
Baseball
player. I don't think he'll
player.
Go for that.
Why wouldn't he go for that? It's a better name.
Right. Does he want to have a worse name? Jesse Ulmer?
I'm traditional. I feel like it's respectful to take your husband's last name.
Okay. Well, I have to tell you, Jesse Ulmer will someday be your ex-husband.
Oh, my God!
Okay? And
I must not. I've already been through one divorce.
I get it. I've been there. But you know who would love you for 1,000 years? Jesse Finn.
Jesse Finn. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, listen.
He might.
You're about to downgrade.
About me calling in.
You're about to downgrade, Crystal. Thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to Renee. Good morning, Renee.
Hi, good morning.
Uh-oh, Renee.
Oh, you're calling from a cave.
I can barely hear you. Are you there?
I'm here.
There we go.
That's a little bit better.
What is your maiden name?
My maiden name is Mestes. M-E-S-T-A-S.
Mestes.
Mestest? Yeah.
Mestes.
Mestes.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like a growth.
It sounds like something that'll kill you.
It sounds like I had to have a mestis removed.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right, and what's your, thank God, married name?
Hawkins.
Oh, upgrade.
Yeah,
that's a no-brainer. Renee Hawkins.
I've,
Yeah.
Wow. I read all of her young adult novels.
She's my favorite character on Yellowstone. That's an upgrade. Thank you so much for calling, Renee. We have time real fast for one more. Do you want to talk to Sabrina or Ariaka?
Sabrina.
Okay. Good morning, Sabrina.
Good morning.
All right. You are our last one. And what is your maiden name?
Quesada.
Ooh.
Quesadas?
Sabrina Quesada.
Yes. Quesada or Quesadas?
Quesada. It's with a Z. Q-U-E-Z-A-D-A.
Oh, there's a Z in there too?
Oh, yeah. Sabrina Quesada.
I love that. It sounds like a dance.
It does. And we dance.
The Quesada.
Okay. Ooh, it's going to be a tough one. What is your married name?
Gibbs. G-I-B-B-S.
Why would you lose all of that spiciness?
Yeah. To a Gibbs?
You had flavor. You had life.
And now you're just Gibbs.
Gibbs. Wow.
Do you feel good about it?
The only reason that I, like, the reason why I enjoyed switching it was because it was such a pain in the butt to give my name out.
Yeah.
Because I had to spell it every single time, and they always thought I was saying V instead of Z.
All right, I can understand that as well, but like...
I have a last name that starts with a B, but everybody thinks I'm saying it with a V.
Yeah.
And so I can understand why it's kind of annoying.
But you went from possibly inheriting a drug cartel to now working at your father-in-law's hardware store. Like,
yeah. Gibbs and Sons.
My mom did tell me to hyphenate my name.
Quesada Gibbs.
And you didn't listen.
Yeah, you did not. No. So that is a downgrade, you know? But
sorry.
Live and you learn, I guess.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Yeah. Snoop D-O-double-G is coming to the venue on December 27th. Tickets are still available. And we have tickets that were given away. And because Snoop seems to have made the hobby of marijuana his entire personality, and it's worked out for him quite well.
He seems happy.
We thought we would play a game that is way harder than it sounds. All right. I'll tell you what the game is as soon as we talk to Christina, who's caller 17. Are you there, Christina?
Good morning, Gavin and Katie.
Good morning. All right. Big Snoop Dogg fan?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Who isn't? The game is, you have to guess, is this a strain of marijuana or is this an alternative rock band that's out there?
Which... comparing the two sounds like something a high person would do. I was not in the room for this.
So you don't know if Kevin and I were high when we came up with this game. All right. Christina, do you partake?
I don't take it, but I'll try to play.
Nope. Okay. So I'm going to guess that's a no.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. It's way harder than it sounds.
Okay.
First one on here. Animal face.
Okay, Christina, I'm going to be playing along with you because I do not know these.
Katie doesn't know the answer, so she's going to help you.
Animal face.
Is animal face a strain of weed or an alternative rock band?
I think it's an alternative rock band.
I'm going to go with weed.
You're going to go with weed against Katie. All right, well, thank God you did, because that is correct.
Okay, see, that does not seem
guess.
Like...
You're on the board.
That does not seem like something I want to smoke.
Next one on here. Apricot jams. Jam spelled with a Z.
Oh, God.
Is apricot jams a strain of weed or an alternative rock band?
I would like to think that that is too cheesy of a name for an alt rock band.
So you think it's weed?
But I don't think there's... is there flavored weed?
You're asking.
I'm going to go with alt rock band again.
Christina, what do you think?
I'll go with weed just because it sounds pretty good.
Christina, you're right.
Wow, you're such a stoner.
You're doing so well, Christina. All right. And I thought this game was really hard.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Next
so
one
far,
on
it's
here.
Been hard for me.
Next one on here. Wine lips. Is wine lips a strain of marijuana? or an alternative rock band. We're playing for tickets to see Snoop Dogg.
Okay, I know that I keep saying alt-rock band, but I'm going to say I'm gonna say alt-rock band because there is something about when you drink red wine, now you get wine less.
Sure, okay, of course.
I'm going to say alt-rock band.
Christina, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going with Katie, alt-rock band.
Yeah, you're both right on that one. Good job. All right, next one. Apple tarts, spelled with a Z again.
Okay. Definitely weed if there's a Z.
Apple tarts with a Z.
Yes, weed.
Weed is right.
Okay.
Holy Christina, you're 4-for-4 at this point.
Wow.
That is insane. Great job. Honestly, you're doing so much better than I thought anybody was going to do in this. All right, next one. Alice's Wolf.
Oh, my God.
Is Alice's Wolf marijuana or an alternative rock band, Christina?
I think that it is an alt-rock band because I think the word wolf would scare a pothead.
Not going to smoke that, man.
No, it'd make you howl at the moon.
No, my friend once got bit by a dog, and he's not the same now.
Christina?
Let's go with Katie.
Okay.
And what'd you say?
I said alt-rock band because wolves scare high people.
You guys are crazy. All right, next one on here. Wet leg. Is Wet Leg an alternative rock band or a strain of weed?
I guess a strain of weed, but it sounds so unappetizing. You know what it makes it seem like? It makes it seem like you're going to be so high, you're going to pee your pants.
And you say it's weed as well, Christina?
Yes.
Okay.
That's your first one you got wrong. That is an alternative rock band out there. Last one.
Okay.
Cheese Bomb. Is Cheese Bomb marijuana or is it an alternative rock band?
I'm going to say alternative rock band.
Christina? Going to see...
The weed.
You want to go with weed for Cheese Bomb?
Sure.
You're such a pothead.
Wow.
You are such a little pothead. You only got one wrong out of seven. You definitely have the tickets. You passed the threshold to win the tickets a long time ago. But man, woo! Christina, congratulations. You're going to go see Snoop Dogg at the venue 2 days after Christmas, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Stay on hold and, get yourself some Cheese Bomb before you go, I guess. Crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me!
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Everybody's talking about the bomb cyclone coming. They don't know the bomb cyclone is what Katie calls a victory in Are You Smarter Than Katie?
I thought you were going to say what they called me in college.
You didn't go to college.
I didn't.
Good morning, Lynn. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We've never been better, and that is a fact. Yeah. Katie's on the cusp of getting sick, and my back hurts so badly that I was in the ER the other day, and we're doing great.
No. I just have a cold. I'm fine.
Jackpot's up to $460. Oh, Katie's leaving the studio as we speak. Are you ready to play, Lynn?
Absolutely.
All right, five questions dealing with news and pop culture. Question one, the trailer for the live action version of How to Train Your Dragon dropped yesterday and grew the ire of lots of people. Why? Well, it seems like it is exactly, and I mean exactly, a shot-for-shot remake of the original. To see for yourself, text DRAGON to 909-1065. The main character has the same name as a bodily function. Is it burp, hiccup, or fart?
Hiccup.
Question two. Jay Leno was seen walking around L.A. with an eye patch on. The paparazzi asked him, what's going on with that? And he said he fell down a hill and hit his face on a rock. My God. He is expected to recover fine, though. True or false, your eye actually sees things upside down.
True.
Question three. John Stamos is coming under attack for a social media post of him with friend Dave Coulier, who has cancer. They're both bald in the picture because Coulier is going through chemotherapy, but Stamos is wearing a bald cap, and people called him out for that, saying it's insensitive. Chemo curls is a real thing. What is it?
You said chemo curls?
Yeah.
When the hair grows back, kinky.
Okay. And question four, Post Malone announced his big tour, and joining him on this tour is Jelly Roll. That's going to be a pretty big tour. It's called the Big Ass Stadium Tour, and it's coming to San Francisco on July 1st. That's as close as it's coming to us. True or false, the name ass only applies to male donkeys?
True.
Okay. And question five, the Netflix Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight was huge, like record-setting huge. It brought in about 108 million viewers watching it, and it made $18 million. If Jake Paul won two-thirds of that $18 million for winning the fight, what does that give him? Three seconds. Three, two, one.
1 million.
All righty. Please bring Katie back in here. Lynn, are you in the car right now?
Yes.
Where are we going?
I was going to work, but I parked on the side of the road, or not on the road, but like I got off the freeway. I'm going to Solano County for work.
Where? What do you do there? First of all, thank you very much for pulling over and doing this. What do you do for them?
I'm in training.
To do what?
An eligibility worker.
An eligibility worker.
It feels like you're trying to keep us from knowing what you do really bad.
Eligible to do what?
It's top secret. to sign people up for Cal Fresh and Medi-Cal.
There we go. Okay. All right. It seems like a lot of training just to sign people up for something.
Well, you don't know how much training she's done. This could be her first or second day.
I just know that they try to sign people up at the mall for stuff. And it's
probably a little bit more complicated than
that. You know what? We'll never know.
Right, because it's a secret.
All right, Bomb Cyclone, you ready to play?
Yep.
Lynn's on hold. Question one. Okay. The trailer for the live-action version of How to Train Your Dragon, everybody wanted this,
right,
came out, and people immediately started making fun of it. Why? It is a shot-for-shot remake of the original. Everything even looks like the dragon toothless even looks the same. Why did you make this movie? Anyway, if you want to see it for yourself, you can text DRAGON to 909-1065, and then, I don't know, let me know what you think. The main character has the same name as a bodily function.
Uh-huh.
Is it burp, hiccup, or fart?
Hiccup.
It is hiccup. Yeah. Uh-oh. Where's your ringy-ding? You deserve a ringy-ding.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Now you get applause. All right.
Okay.
There we go. Question two. Jay Leno was seen walking around L.A. with an eye patch on like a pirate.
Yeah, I saw. His face looks messed up.
A paparazzi asked him, what's going on, Jay? And he said that the 74-year-old fell down a hill and hit his face on a rock.
Okay, he needs to... Remember when he got, like...
Yeah.
He was in a fire?
Yeah.
Like a year ago?
Stop doing anything.
Jay, sit down for a bit.
Jeez. He's expected to recover fine, but Katie's right. It looks a mess. True or false, your eye actually sees things upside down.
Oh, I feel like yes.
So
sure,
true. That is correct. Okay. Yes. Yes. Your brain then decodes it.
Yeah.
Wait a second. She's not on the sky.
I went and got my eyes tested at Newman LASIK, and I think we were talking about this.
Question three. John Stamos is coming under attack for a social media post of him and his friend Dave Coulier, who has cancer. Did you see the picture?
I didn't.
In the picture, they're both bald because Dave Coulier is going through chemotherapy.
Sure.
And everybody's like, oh my God, did John Stamos shave his head? No, he's wearing a bald cap in the picture. And people are saying that that's kind of insensitive.
I mean, if Dave doesn't have a problem with it, I don't know.
And Dave has released a statement saying, I don't have a problem with this. Please leave him alone.
Yeah.
His hair is his beauty.
He's Greek.
Chemo curls is a real thing.
Yes, it is.
What is it?
It is after you've gone through chemotherapy, when your hair grows back, it can have, if you have straight hair before, it's now curly.
That is correct. Yeah.
Shout out to our friend Lisa Beth for teaching me that.
There you go. Thanks, Lisa Beth. Question four. Post Malone announced his big tour, and joining him on this tour is Jelly Roll. It's going to be a big tour.
How do you tell them apart?
Right. They look like a before and after picture in weight loss.
Oh, my God.
The tour is called the Big Ass Stadium Tour. The closest it's coming to us is San Francisco on July 1st.
Okay.
True or false, the name ass only applies to male donkeys.
I don't know. False.
That is correct.
Okay.
It applies to male and female donkeys.
Oh, I didn't understand the question.
Oh. Yeah, ass is actually a technical term for a donkey.
I thought you were saying, like, the only real use for it is a male donkey.
Oh, no. Okay, all right.
Whatever.
She's getting sick, everybody. Question five. The Netflix Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight was huge. Did you watch any of it?
A little bit, yeah.
Did you? I didn't watch any of it. I didn't really want to watch somebody beat up somebody old enough to be their dad.
I was certain Mike was going to win.
Were you?
1,000% certain.
He's almost 60.
I understand that, but it's Jake Paul.
Did you like his butt?
Who?
Mike Tyson's?
I must have missed that
part. Oh, you missed that part?
He showed his butt?
Yeah, and everybody was like, what? What's happening?
Why? Why?
Because they went to some locker room shot because it was live.
Oh.
And Mike Tyson greeted somebody and then turned around and his bare butt was there. And everybody's like, did I just see Mike Tyson's bare butt?
I feel like he's been punched too many times.
No. Anyway, though, it made $18 million. So if Jake Paul won two-thirds of that for winning, how much money did Jake Paul make?
Kevin! No idea.
$12 million is the answer there.
Absolutely no idea whatsoever. Wouldn't even know how to do it.
It's division. Lynn, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. Final score. You got Bob Cycloned, as they called it in college. You got 3. Katie got 4. So, wow, we're adding $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. Lynn, tell us what you got to say.
All right, so today I am definitely not smarter than Katie.
Not today,
but thank you so much. Hopefully you had fun.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
We are going to play Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. Ba, 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 ba. We love this game, and if you're new to the Wake Up Call, We're the only morning radio show in the country playing this game. Why? Because we invented it. There's a company out of Florida called Fun Delivered. They can brighten up your holiday spirits as well because they buy up undelivered, unopened packages that never made it to their final destination. And we've got a big old box, brand new big old box down here. Katie is hot in the studio right now, and she's fanning herself with a former Fun Delivered prize.
Item that I opened. I opened a box of about 100 Japanese fans, wooden, beautiful. And they say, Fung and Kim, 6/29/24.
That was their wedding.
It was for their wedding.
They never got them.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of stuff you can expect from Fun Delivered. Now, Kevin is not here today. So we are going to do something we've never done before. Katie and I are going to pick two packages out of the Fun Delivered box. This is exciting. This is almost like getting three strikes at baseball. You know, okay, so we open one, didn't work out so well.
But put it up again.
We've got it up, yeah. So who would like to go first? Do you want to go first?
Well, okay, your back is thrown out, so I feel like I should choose for both of us. You're going to get up out of that chair?
I do have to bend over.
Right. You want to bring the box to you?
But then that's a heavy box. I'm
very strong.
All right. So Katie's going to go over to the box. Pick yourself first.
Okay.
You're going to pick two things out of Fun Delivered. And she always goes for fabric feeling things. Okay. I knew you were going to go for that one.
Okay.
Describe what you picked out.
Okay. So I got one that definitely feels like there's some kind of clothing item in it.
Yeah.
And it was meant for Napa, California.
Local!
Yes!
That's the first time we've ever had a local one that we know of.
Okay.
Because most of the time, the addresses are completely blacked out.
I can't see an address. I can only see a sticker from the post office. It's some sort of barcode about returning it. And it just says Napa, California.
That's cool.
The other one is definitely a shoebox.
But hold that up. And it's pink.
And it's wrapped in pink plastic.
It's an attractive pink. It's not gross.
No. It's sort of a Barbie pink.
Is there a name of a company on there?
None.
Nothing.
No. Oh, but nope. Nope. Can't
hold
see
that
anything.
Up again. Those look like little shoes.
Well, they look like probably ballet flats.
Or lady shoes for sure.
Yeah.
All right. And now are you gonna bring me the box?
Oh, sure. Okay.
Okay. This makes me feel like a king.
Really?
Bring me the box. Oh, wow. No, don't pick it up, Katie. You're going to hurt your back.
No, I'm young.
All right. So this has Asian writing on it. It's very heavy, though. But anything we've gotten from Asia usually is really...
That's almost everything.
Almost weird. Yeah, should I take it?
Well, there's other stuff in
here. All right. I'm going to take this box, and I'll take... since you went pink, maybe I'll go pink. There's a light pink. I'll take this one, too. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So I chose this box. Now, it does have all of the address material on here. I can't tell if this is... I think it's Japanese. I can't tell. But that's the only thing I have. Oh, no. There is something on here. It's very heavy. And
see, that tells me that there's a lot of whatever it is. It's one thing and there's a whole bunch of them in there. That's my prediction.
In the past, that's true.
Yeah.
And everything's been blacked out, like we said, but written on it in pen is NSN. I'm not sure what that means. And this one is bubble wrapped and it is a much lighter pink, almost like a fleshier pink. And it's light.
Like baby pink.
But it is bubble wrapped.
Okay.
This is actually, I'm very excited for round two of Fun Delivered. We've never gotten to open two on the same day. Usually it's like one, and if it's a bust, it's a bust.
You get what you get, you don't get upset.
Exactly. So we're going to take a break, we're going to play some music, and then we're going to come back for round two of Fun Delivered.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We are playing a Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call, and this is a very special Fun Delivered. Kevin is not here, so Katie and I have decided we're going to open two each.
Yeah.
And we went into the Fun Delivered box, we picked them out, and we both have a pink item.
I have a pretty heavy box. It's definitely from somewhere in Asia. And then my little pink package. And it feels like it is a just one solid box. Describe yours.
Mine is one is definitely fabric, something plush.
I see.
The other is absolutely shoes.
So who would like to go first?
I'll go, then you go.
I'll go, then you go. Okay.
Okay. All right, there we go. I'm going to do the plushy one first.
Please do.
Okay. So it is a sweatshirt.
You love clothes from
a whole tracksuit.
You love tracksuits.
It's a polo tracksuit.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's polo.
I have to tell you, I do have bad news.
What?
This is all a knockoff.
Oh, is it? They look like scrubs.
The material's terrible. The material is, I mean, feel the material.
Yeah. I see, I'm not the right person to feel for this.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you're right, it doesn't feel.
I mean, you can. When you look at the inside, there's like barely even tags in it. I mean.
All right. So
honestly, whoever didn't get this, you're lucky.
All right. So there you go. If you want to see any of this, you can always text the word fun to 916-909-1065. I'm opening my little pink package now. Okay. Inside is a plain white box. There's a sticker that just says thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Now there's something here. It says silver polishing cloth. So this is jewelry.
I bet it's a frame. Oh my God.
It's a little box.
It's like a bracelet box.
Katie.
Oh my God, Gavin.
Katie. Okay. Listen, we know D-Lo from KSFM and
ESPN.
He loves to drape himself in the finest linens and jewels, okay? Tell me this doesn't look exactly like something that he already has. This is, no offense to D-Lo, but what I have is, is it a necklace? What am I holding?
I think it's a bracelet. But here, toss it to me.
It looks as opulent as like what the king in a cartoon version of Robin Hood would wear.
I think probably the difference is his is real. And I guess this is a necklace, but it's...
For a teeny tiny neck.
For the smallest neck I've ever seen.
Huh.
Huh. Okay.
How about that? There's all kinds of fake jewels on it, though. So, okay, that's this one. All right, go ahead and open yours. Your next one. Avoid exposure to liquid and cosmetics. That's what it says.
Okay, I feel strongly that his jewelry can get liquid on it. Okay, so this is a shoebox. The shoebox is pink as well.
All right.
Opening.
Okay, what was that look?
This is so weird. Okay, so it comes with a fake rose.
A little teeny tiny fake
rose like you would find at a 7-Eleven.
Ooh!
A little kitten heel.
That's fun.
It's gray or green and black kitten heel.
Okay.
With literally a 1-inch heel.
Is it your size?
8.5. I'm an 8.
Okay, there you go. You could clip-clop around. What's wrong with those, Katie?
I don't know.
Pair it with my necklace.
Oh my God, that's hysterical. The rose was such a nice touch.
What a beautiful... All right, and again, if you want to see any of this, text fun to 916-909-1065. I'm opening this box. There is another black box inside.
Mm.
The company is Roerdom. And inside this box is another box.
No.
And inside...
It's like a Russian doll.
This box... Katie!
What?
Is a watch!
What?
Whoa!
Oh my gosh!
This is nice! This is a really nice watch that came in a really nice box.
What's the brand of the watch?
Okay, Roerdum. Roerdum.
Gavin?
Yes?
I can't find one on this website that's less than $700.
Uh-oh! Wow! Have fun traipsing around in your cheap rose shoes with your fake D-Lo necklace.
So mad!
I'm walking around in my $700 watch.
Open it up. Let me see.
Wow! Who won? I think it's pretty clear this week.
You finally won.
Kevin, shame on you for taking off because this watch could have been yours.
God, and I got this trash fake polo garbage.
Text FUN to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end. It's the wake up call.
So, the movie Gladiator 2 is about to come out. And one of the stars of Gladiator 2 is Denzel Washington. Ever heard of him? He's an up-and-coming actor. And he did an interview recently where he was... Something was cut from the film. And he's actually pretty irritated. Well, I wouldn't say pretty irritated. He doesn't quite understand why it was cut. And it was a same-sex kiss that he did.
Okay.
Here is the clip from the interview.
I actually kissed a man in the film, but they took it. They cut it. I think they got chicken.
I was going to ask because I just heard about the Paul and Pedro forehead kiss that apparently got cut from the movie.
I'm not sure about that one, but I kissed the guy full on the lips, and I guess they weren't ready for that yet.
So there you go. I mean,
like a
romantic kiss.
Romantic kiss.
Now, and just so for anybody out there that's like, oh, woke Hollywood, ancient Rome was super gay.
Right, yeah, that is something to remember. They believe that it made you stronger.
Well, the Greeks did. That was a Greek philosophy.
It was a Greek philosophy.
But I'm sure that the Romans probably did it too, you know? So it wasn't out of character or anything like that. But the reason we're bringing this up was that if I was Denzel Washington, a straight man, masculine.
Yeah.
And I built up all of the courage to do a same-sex kiss in front of the crew, to be put in a movie for millions of people to see, and I did it, and then you cut it from the movie? I would be pissed.
Okay, so you think that would require, like, gumption?
I know for a fact that it does. I did a play in college where I had to kiss a guy.
Okay. Oh.
And it was a very romantic kiss. The director wanted it to be, like, not just like a peck.
Okay, passionate.
He wanted it to be, like, 1, 2, 3, like, beats. I did not want to practice it at all. And it's not because I'm homophobic. That's not why. It's just because I had a lot of anxiety leading up to it.
What were you anxious about? Because if the roles were reversed, whether I was kissing a woman or a man on stage,
yeah,
or in this scenario, a major motion picture, which obviously I could be in.
Right, of course.
I would have zero.
Well, it's different for girls. Girls can do same. Girls can kiss girls all the time. Girls kiss girls for free drinks. Thank you, Kevin. But like for some reason, a guy on guy kiss, it's a totally different animal.
So what is the anxiety coming from?
First of all, do I kiss a guy the same way that I kiss a girl?
I would have never thought of that.
There was that. There was also, and you know how I feel about this, the height thing. Like I was worried because he was taller than me. So, like, and for anybody who doesn't know, that it was a play called Death Trap. It's a really great play. There was also like, I mean, what if I like it?
Okay.
What if he likes it? Because he also was not gay.
You wouldn't have known going into it that the idea was a little stimulating. You think, okay, I don't want to kiss men, but what if I do and then I like it? I don't think it works that way. I think you would already have the idea in your head like, oh, that seems kind of nice.
No.
Okay, you don't think it works that way?
I had no idea how it worked. So we didn't rehearse it at all. And the first time we did it was on stage opening night.
Okay.
And
which for those people that don't know, for onstage kisses, that is not uncommon. Usually during tech week, you start doing the actual kissing.
Right.
But it is not uncommon for most of the rehearsing run. You kind of just mock kiss each other.
Exactly. Yeah. And then here's the good news. The good news was that because it was on stage, you have so much adrenaline running through you.
Yeah.
It was like it was nothing.
Right.
And we just moved on. It was just like anything else. But if I did all that and then you cut it, like, I would be like,
what did you do to me?
Why?
I've aged 6 years.
Kevin, do you think you'd ever be able to do a guy-on-guy kiss?
Yeah.
Okay, so what would go through your mind before you're, and not romantically, like for entertainment purposes, right?
Right.
Or romantically, which
one? I would just do it just for the show.
Okay, so just for the show?
I know, it's my job.
Yeah.
And I have to do it.
No.
So, hold on, if Katie and I brought a guy in here and said, it's your job, you have
no,
to kiss.
No, for okay. a movie or
I
a
see.
Play,
okay, okay.
I would do it.
All right.
Because it's for the culture.
So, okay, so then what do you think would go through your mind leading up to it?
I don't think I would think about it.
I see. Just I'm really the same way. It would be more just
yeah. clear your mind.
Well, it's just, it's the next thing on the script.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I would think
I'm a professional.
He's a professional.
I mean, yeah. Okay.
If it says kiss, we kiss.
All right. I mean, you're better than I am then. Okay, I mean, I think it was. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of that.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.